Ladies and gentlemen, in January of this year, I visited India to meet Mamta, who has just published a new selection of poems, Hide and Seek. And it's a wonderful collection, and we're going to be sharing some of our collaboration this evening. This is Daydream.
Kanasugalu. I write in a language called Kannada, spoken in the southern part of India in Karnataka. Akanasu, ikanasu, kanasugalu beretu, besedu, wandarallondu eradu, wande anno hage, wandaralli eradide anno hage kanasugalu.
One there, one here, dreams, mixed up dreams. Dreams, two of the same kind, like two in one. The dreams, just like that.
Hage hage, kai kai hidu,
tutige
tuti, maige mai, manasige,
body to
manasu
body,
kottu.
Mind on mind.
Muttu madu, nanne nodu.
Anno
avala kanasige, mukulu nagu avana kanasu.
A smiling response, his dream.
Kanatumba.
He dreams to drink. She desires to encircle him as a dream desire. His dream is her, and her dream him. They transcend beyond the him and her, becoming a dream. And thus, they dream. The dreams vainly long for the real. His dream keeps looking, caressing, takes her in and dreams of sinking into her.
Her
dream encircles, whirs around,
ನವಿರುರೇಶಿಮೆ ರೆಕ್ಕೆ ಪುಕ್ಕ ಬೀಸಿ ಹಾರುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಆಕಾಶದ ಹರಡಿದ ಆಸೆಗಳ ವಿಸ್ತಾರ
ಲೈಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಾಂಕರ್ ದ ಸ್ಕೈಸ್
ಈಜುವ ಆಸೆ
ಟು ಸ್ವಿಮ್
ಹಾರುವ
ಟು ಫ್ಲೈ They start off with dreams as carriers, he the fish and she the bird. In search of each other, he dives the deep, she spans the heights on waves. In the sparkling water, unblinking, he glides from crest to crest, searches for footprints, dives into the empire of dreams.
ಅಷ್ಟಗಲ ಆಕಾಶದ ಆಚಿಂದೀಚೆ ಹುಡುಕಿದರೂ ಅವನ ಇರವಿಲ್ಲ
ಇಫ್ ಶಿ ಸರ್ಚಸ್ ಒನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಬೆರಳು ಮುಗಿಸಿದ ವೈಡನಿಂಗ್ ಸ್ಕೈ ಬಿಕೋ
ಅನ್ನುವ ಆಕಾಶದಲ್ಲಿ ಕನಸುಗಳಿಗೆ ಜಾಗವಿಲ್ಲ
ದ ಸಾಫ್ಟ್ ಟಚ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವ್ಯಾಕ್ಯೂಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ವಾಟರ್ Seeing her there, far above, he bounces up. She bends, sweeps down, and encircles the waves.
Avalu baggi bandu ale mele giraki hodayuttale jothegitta kanasu.
This is the real kanasina galige nanasu. It cannot be held.
Nanasina galige kanasu odayuttade. Iga kanasina nenapaste.
Once reality strikes, the dream is gone.
Nanasada kanasugalu matte kanasagu
aase. The dream is a memory.
Nanasugalu matte kanasabekiddare.
Once turned into reality, dreams dream of turning back into dreams.
Samudra,
sea. If reality should dream, the sea should split.
Bhumi, aakashagalu, ondagabeku.
It has to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I was born in the world-famous inland seaside resort of Matlock Bath. Hands up who goes to Matlock Bath. for the holidays. But here in Ledbury, just as a matter of interest, well, you might go to Matlock Bath for your holidays. It is an exotic place. And it feels like you're in the seaside, even though you're in the middle of the country. But I'm curious to know, here in Ledbury, whether you would say Matlock Bath or Matlock Bath. What would you say? Right, okay, well for those who say Matlock Bath, who never laugh, but sometimes laugh, keep off the path and on the path, read books and maps through specks of glass, you confuse these words with words like scarf, park, fart, farce, all of which is spelt with R. Now, I don't mean to teach English or maths, but if each letter counts, it's Matlock Bath. All right, thank you. I just thought I'd clear that up. Now I've alienated half the audience. Or all the audience. But I just didn't want anybody laughing and clapping during this show. Laughing and clapping, yes. I suppose it's a bit like when Australians see the signs for Loughborough on the motorway and stop to ask, can you tell me the way to Luga Baruga? Oh, yes, the Aboriginal heartlands of Luga Baruga. Well, you turn left at the lights. It all comes down to how you look at the signs. And as a young boy, growing up in Matlock Bath, I was always looking at the signs from unusual angles. I would trick myself into seeing things differently, just to get a different perspective. I don't think this is uncommon. Perhaps people here can remember lying on their backs, imagining what it would feel like to be able to walk on the ceiling. You know, the door is suddenly above a low section of wall that you've got to clamber over to get out of the room. If the door's closed, how are you going to reach the handle? Ordinarily, you'd stand on a chair, but some idiot has glued those to the ceiling. If there's a fire, how am I going to get out? It used to drive me mad. And, I used to pull all sorts of mental squints as a boy. Because, you know, pull a squint with your eyes and you'll see things differently. But pull a squint with your mind and you'll know the difference. And one day I was pulling a squint with my mind. And I couldn't pull it back. I think the wind must have just changed direction. Was anybody told that when growing up? If you're being cruel, making fun of someone, pulling a face, and the wind changes direction, your face will stay like that forever. That frightened me as a boy. On seeing my gran's face, you know, mouth open, one eye closed, drooling. I thought, well, that's taught her a lesson. This poem that I'm wanting to tell you is called The Carillon with a Mental Squint. And a carillon is an organ that plays bells at the top of a tower. Gazing up the brick-built Carillon Tower, to white clouds skidding above and beyond. I'm reminded how, as a boy, looking up at a church tower, I tricked myself that the clouds were still and the tower moving. It did so quite suddenly, sweeping forwards in a wide arc while simultaneously correcting itself. And nobody noticed. Stupidly, unlike the tower, I couldn't rebuild normality so discreetly, and my childhood was bruisingly at odds with the bricks and mortar of school timetables and playground walls. I wouldn't mind if it was once in a blue moon. My mum would scream. She'd scream so loud her face turned blue, then orbited the house. I was aware of people screaming. My ears worked, but I couldn't surface. I was under a spell. At night, I would scare myself by shrinking the world to the space between my touching thumb and forefinger. Shrink the world and gently roll it into something infinitely small and massive all at once. I would ask myself, how could nothing exist? Nothing. No stars, no sun, no earth, no mum, no me. Towers falling and reforming. Nobody noticed. Thank you very much. But go on then. Thank you. I was going to say store it up for the end, so I didn't feel quite so bad when I walked off. Last year, I had a phone call from a head teacher asking if I could do. An hour-long performance to her 215-year-olds on Monday. I said, cool, that's short notice. She said, yes, the person we wanted can't make it. And my heart sank because I realised I wasn't the person they wanted. She said, yes, that's right. The astronaut who was supposed to be coming in. And the word astronaut put a completely different spin on how I was feeling, ladies and gentlemen. Just that one word, astronaut. I suddenly felt quite heroic. I said, what, the astronauts let you down? Bloody astronauts. All right, leave it to me. And then when I put the phone down, I was thinking, how are these 215-year-olds going to feel on Monday morning when their head teacher gets up and says, now, as you know, children, today we were looking forward to meeting a real-life astronaut. Well, I'm afraid he's had to go into orbit on a very important mission. But we're not going to disappoint, no, because what we have got is Mark Gwynne Jones, who's going to be reading some of his very interesting poetry.
That phone call ruined my weekend.
They were lovely, though, actually. They really were. And I always feel privileged when invited to work with young people, especially when I consider how poorly I did at school, because I really wasn't good at anything. I think the only time I got to the top of the class was when I climbed onto the roof. And did anybody here, just as a matter of interest, have imaginary friends? In fact, have you brought them with you tonight? Because if you have, I hope you've paid for them as well. Well, I didn't have imaginary friends. I had imaginary enemies. And this lad I knew, he used to fight his imaginary enemies with imaginary weapons, which is, of course, just insane. Because that only makes them angry. When I was growing up, I suffered terribly with anxiety. It was the feeling that something dreadful was just about to happen. And I had this feeling almost every day, almost every hour of every day. And if I ever mentioned to my mum how I was feeling, she said, oh, you've got butterflies in your stomach. I thought, how did they get in there? Started checking my sandwiches for buttered flies. But thinking about this years later, I decided that anxiety isn't like a butterfly, ladies and gentlemen. Is it? No, it's more like a giant toad that eats people as if they were buttered flies. This is a poem for anyone who's ever been worried about the future. This is the giant toad. When the future squats like a giant toad, hunched in darkness at the top of the road, croaking bubbles of worrisome thought that burst in shadows where you walk. Don't take a stick with which to beat him off, or throw a spear to puncture his heart. His heart is made of hopeful dreams and foolish fancy. Your weapons would only make him angry. And remember who you're trying to kill. Would you wish your future ill? No. Instead, gently amble to his side and sing to him, to his golden eyes. Sing of water lilies, the scented shores, and offer him balm for his warts and sores. And plant a kiss upon his fevered brow, and behold, the future is here. The toad is now. Thank you.
Whenever I saw the shadow, I wondered, are we a shadow to that, or is it a shadow to us? And try to imagine that what happens if we become the shadow to that, and it becomes alive. And this is a poem to darkness. On the edge of the light's platform sits a shadow like darkness. Sits cozily and looks around, just moving, unable to move, just flowing, unable to flow. Kattala kathaya meluku hakutta kappu kattalalli hage illa, dhage illa, illa, avaru, ivaru, naavu, neevu. Just flowing, unable to flow, munches on the story of darkness in the darkness of the night. No hatred, no smoldering, no they, us, you or we. All along the pathway blooms dreams. Dreams bloom, creating new worlds every moment. Shadows. Shadows come walking from the town of light. Belaki noorininda nadedu banda neralugalu kattalalli tamma roopu reshe kalachittu dhage hage kalachittu neerige neeru beretante ondarallondu beretu karagi kattalalli kattalagi hariyuttade. Shadows lose features in the darkness. Undo the hatred. Like water mingling in water, they mingle and flow in the darkness, like darkness itself. To hold fingers, darkness has no hands. Kai kai beseyalu kattalige kaigalilla, muttidalu tutigalilla, yonigalilla, lingagalilla. To hold fingers, darkness has no fingers. To kiss, darkness has no lips, no vagina, no penis, bodies dissolved in the dark, only the existence of the formless, forged with formlessness, spread darkly. The moment you step beyond the darkness. ಕತ್ತಲಾಚೆಗೆ ಕಾಲಿಟ್ಟದ್ದೇ ತಡ ನೆರಳ ಕಾಲ ಬುಡಕ್ಕೆ ಅಷ್ಟುದ್ದ ನಿಂತ ಅಕರಾಳ ವಿಕರಾಳಗಳು ಮೊಲೆ ಕಳಚಿಟ್ಟು ಯೋನಿ ಬಿಚ್ಚಿಟ್ಟು ಲಿಂಗೈಕ್ಯ ಲಿಂಗೈಕ್ಯವಾಗಿ ಅಖಿಲಾಂಡ ಕೋಟಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡಗಳ ಆಳುವ ತೆವಲಿನಿಂದ ನೆರಳ ತುಳಕೊಂಡೇ ಓಡಾಡುತ್ತವೆ. ದ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟೆಪ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್. Embodiment of the ugly, impolite perversity grows long at the very feet of the shadows. They shed their breasts, hide their vagina, unite in copulation, become one with the supreme, transcend to become the supreme. Then with the desire to rule over millions of galaxies, walk, trampling over the shadows, teppage mai baggisikondu kattalalli kanda kanasugala kuggisikondu belaka jagaliyalli kootu matte baruva ratrigala eduru noduttave. The shadows quietly bend, shrink the dreams they had in the darkness. Now, sitting on the edge of the light's platform, wait for the nights that are sure to come. ಈ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು ಒಬ್ಬಳೆ, ಆ ಕೋಣೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಕೂತು, ಈ ಕೋಣೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಿಂತು, ಅಂಗಳದ ತುಂಬ ಅಡ್ಡಾಡಿಕೊಂಡು, ಹೀಗೆ ಮನೆ ತುಂಬ ತುಂಬಿಕೊಂಡಿದ್ದೇನೆ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೌಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಅಲೋನ್. ಐ ಸಿಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೂಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರೂಮ್ ದೇರ್, ರೋಮ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಡ್ರಾಂಗಲ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಐ ಫಿಲ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಹೌಸ್. ಅಡಿಗೆ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಹಸಿವು ಹಚ್ಚಿದರೆ ಒಲೆ ಧಗ ಧಗ ಉರಿದು ಖುದ್ದು ಬೆಂದು ಉಕ್ಕುತ್ತದೆ ತವಕ. ಇನ್ ದ ಕಿಚನ್ ದ ಹಂಗರ್ ಲೈಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಹಾತ್, ಫ್ಲೇಮ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲಿಕ್ ಫೋರ್ತ್, ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಬಾಯ್ಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಕುಕ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಸ್ಪಿಲ್ಸ್ ಓವರ್. ಶವರಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಸಿಂಕಿನಲ್ಲಿ ನೆಲ್ಲಿಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಸುರಿಯುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಕಾದು ಕೂತ ನೀರು, ನೆನಪುಗಳ ಜೀಕಿದರೆ ಕತ್ತಲಾಚೆಗೂ ತೂಗೋ ಉಯ್ಯಾಲೆ. ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ದ ಶವರ್ ಸಿಂಕ್ ಟ್ಯಾಪ್ಸ್ ರೆಸ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಈಗ ಟು ಫ್ಲೋ ವೈಲ್ ಸ್ವಿಂಗಿಂಗ್ ಮೆಮರೀಸ್ ದ ಸ್ವಿಂಗ್ ರೀಚಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಟು ಅ ಟೈಮ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್. ಇದೆಂಥ ಒಂಟಿತನ. ಕಪಾಟಿನ ರಾಶಿ ಪುಸ್ತಕಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಬರೀ ಅಕ್ಷರಗಳು, ಹೊರ ಚೆಲ್ಲದೆ ಕೂತಿವೆ ಹಾಗೆ ಹಾಳೆ ಗಂಟಿಕೊಂಡು. ನಿಶ್ಶಬ್ದದಲ್ಲಿ ಏನೆಲ್ಲ ಶಬ್ದಗಳು. ಇನ್ ದ ಕಬರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಬುಕ್ಸ್ 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 ಗ್ಯಾಲ್ ರೆಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಲೆಟರ್ಸ್. They sit there quiet, not transcending the page. In the silence, a house full of sounds. But still the loneliness that won't leave you alone. The silence that sticks to the back, swings, talks, feeds the dreams and just sits around with you. ಇದೆಂಥ ಒಂಟಿತನ. ಒಂಟಿಯಾಗಿರಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಬಿಡದ್ದು. ಬೆನ್ನಿಗಂಟಿದ ಮೌನ ಹಾಡುತ್ತದೆ, ಮಾತಾಡುತ್ತದೆ, ಕನಸ ನುಣಿಸುತ್ತದೆ, ಸುಮ್ಮನೆ ಜೊತೆಗಿರುತ್ತದೆ. ಮಲಗಿದರೆ ರಾತ್ರಿ, ಎದ್ದರೆ ಹಗಲು, ಕಳೆದು ಹೋಗುವುದು ಹೊತ್ತು. ಆನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನೈಟ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಒನ್ ವೇಕ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಲೂಸಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೌಸ್ ದ ಹೌಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಿದ್ ಇನ್ ಮೀ. I am in this house, the house is in me. One incessantly spreads into the other. No stop, no barrier. Manayalli nanu nannalli mane haradi haradi ondaralagandu gadi illa tade illa ee baduka preetisuvudu hige. The zest for the life shows like this, traversing this day to the next. Thank you. I have two poems on rain. The first poem is about my childhood is at a place where it would rain all the time. Rain in different paces, rain in different energies, you know. ಮುಸು ಮುಸು ಅಳುವ ಮನಸ್ಸಿನ ಹಾಗೆ ನಿಂತು ನಿಂತು ಬಿಕ್ಕುವ ಮಳೆ, ದುಗುಡ ದುಮ್ಮಾನ ದಾಲಿಕಲ್ಲು ಭೋರ್ಗರೆವ ಮಳೆ, ದುಃಖ ದುಃಖ ಉಮ್ಮಳಿಸಿ ಧೋ ಅಂತ ಸುರಿವ ಸೋನೆ ಮಳೆ, ಹರಿದ ಚಿಂದಿ ಮನಸ್ಸಿಗೆ ತೇಪೆ ಹಚ್ಚಿದ ಸೂಜಿದಾರದ ಎಳೆ ಮಳೆ, ನನ್ನ ಹಾಡಿನ ಜಾಡು ಜಡಿಮಳೆ, ಬರೆದಿಟ್ಟ ಪದಗಳು ಪದ 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 ಮಳೆಯಾಗಿ ಸುರಿದು ಹಾಡು ಹರಿದು ಊರೆಲ್ಲ ತೊಯ್ದು ಮಕ್ಕಳು ಮಳೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮಳೆಯಾಗಿ ಹುಡುಕುತ್ತಾರೆ ನನ್ನ ತೊಪ್ಪೆ ತೊಯ್ದು ತೊಯ್ದು ನನ್ನ ಹಾಡಲ್ಲಿ ನುಡಿಸುತ್ತಾರೆ ನೆನೆಸುತ್ತಾರೆ ನನ್ನ ಹಾಡನ್ನ ಅವರ ತುಟಿ ಮೇಲೆ ಅವರ ತುಟಿ ಮೇಲೆ ನಾ ಬರೆದ ಸಾಲು ನಗುತ್ತದೆ ಮತ್ತೆ ಮಳೆ 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 ಹನಿ ಹನಿ ಸುರಿವ ಅಕ್ಷರಗಳ ಹಾಗೆ ಎಳೆ ಎಳೆಯಾಗಿ ಸುರಿದು ಹರಿಯುತ್ತದೆ ಹಾಡು ಸಾಬ್ ದ ರೈನ್ ಸಾಬ್ಸ್ ಸಾಬ್ ಬೈ ಸಾಬ್ ಸಾಬ್ ಬೈ ಸಾಬ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಸಾಬಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ರೈನ್ಸ್ Hailstones of grief and despair pour as downpour. Sorrows descend like torrential rain, knitting the torn sleeves of mind. The fine rain, my song, roots in this rain that has no end. Upon an unbroken thread of words, and words and words and words pours the rain, flows the song, wet everywhere. Children in the rain, rainy children, drenched completely, soaked in my songs. Wet smiles on their lips. Smiles on their lips, the lines that I wrote, rain again, flow again, drop by drop, word by word, threaded through, the song flows. A dewdrop on the tip of a sword-like blade of grass about to fall. A ray of lint stern, multicolored crystal, swelled water, bent earth, crumpled skies, crooked identities, reflection of every image in this moment, the whole universe in the drop, about to drop.
Thank you, Mumta. Beautiful. And this brings us to a special moment for me, ladies and gentlemen, because just recently, for the first time, one of my poems has been translated into another language, courtesy of Mumta. And this is something of a love poem called In the Light of This. In the light of this, the moon is dim. And the sun is but a ball of hydrogen, a chemical formula set on fire by the light of this.
Intadondu belakalli.
People draw daydreams on the bathroom wall, a picture of you opening the fridge, dressed only in the light of this.
Intade belakalli.
Lovers meet beneath the clock, above the street, and sharing secrets, they become as one. In the light of this, we catch a glimpse of the force that makes the world to spin, and your eyes shine like the night shines. In the light of this, you can read my thoughts and tell me what they mean, or slap me hard across the face, say,
Sanjay ke ba,
Come round, 8:30.
Wine and utan.
Bring some wine, don't be late. Then in the dark we'll explore places that we've been before, but never really understood by the light of this.
ಇಂಥದೊಂದು ಬೆಳಕಲ್ಲಿ ಮಂದ ಚಂದಿರ ಜಲ ಜನಕ ಸುಂದರ ಗೋಳ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಬೆಂಕಿ ಹತ್ತಿಸಿದೊಂದು ರಸಾಯನಿಕ ಸೂತ್ರ ಇಂಥದೊಂದು ಬೆಳಕಲ್ಲಿ ಹಗಲ ಗನಸ ಬಿಡಿಸುವವರು ಬಚ್ಚಲ ಗೋಡೆ ಮೇಲೆ ನಿನದೊಂದು ಚಿತ್ರ ಫ್ರಿಡ್ಜಿನ ಬಾಗಿಲು ತೆಗೆಯುತ್ತಿದ್ದಂತೆ ಮೂಡುವುದು ಇಂಥದೊಂದು ಬೆಳಕಲ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಿಗಳ ಮಿಲನ ಕಾಲದ ಒತ್ತಡದಡಿ ರಹದಾರಿ ಮೇಲೆ ಪಿಸು ಮಾತು ಗುಸು ಗುಸು ಗುಟ್ಟು ಅವರೀಗ ಒಂದಾಗಿ ಇಂಥದೇ ಬೆಳಕಲ್ಲಿ ಕಣ್ಣಿಗೆ ಕಣ್ಣು ತಾಗಿ ಝಳಕುತ್ತದೆ ಈ ಬದುಕ ನಡೆಸುವ ಮಾಯೆ ನಿನ್ನ ಕಣ್ಣಲ್ಲಿ ಹೊಳಪು ರಾತ್ರಿ ಮಿಂಚಿದ ಹಾಗೆ ಇಂಥ ಬೆಳಕಲ್ಲಿ ನೀನು ಓದಿ ನನ್ನ ಮನಸ್ಸು ತಿಳಿಸಿಬಿಡು ಅದರ ಇಚ್ಛೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟು ಬಿಡು ಕೆನ್ನೆಗೊಂದು ಹೇಳಿಬಿಡು ಸಂಜೆಗೆ ಬಾ ವೈನನುತ ತಡವ ಮಾಡದೆ ಕತ್ತಲಲ್ಲಿ ನಾವು ನಡೆದು ಹಿಂದೆ ನಡೆದ ಜಾಗಕ್ಕೆಲ್ಲ ಕಾಣದ್ದೆಲ್ಲ ಕಾಣುವೆವು ಅರಿಯದ್ದನ್ನು ಅರಿಯುವೆವು ಇಗೋ ಇಂಥ ಬೆಳಕಲ್ಲಿ ಖಾಲಿ ಹಾಳೆಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಹರಿದಿತ್ತು ನದಿ ದ ರಿವರ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಎಂಪ್ಟಿ ಪೇಜ್ ದ ವಾಟರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ದ ಬಾಟಮ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ ದ ವೇವ್ಸ್ ಗ್ಯಾಲಪ್ ದ ಬ್ರೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೋಸ್ ಕೂಲ್ ದ ಟ್ರೀ ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಅ ಶೇಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ along with the river flows the standstill tree with its branch flowers leaves if I put my feet in the river ripples all around if I swim fall back on myself attempt a backstroke then gradually neera tala ಮುಳುಗಿದರೆ ಖಾಲಿ ಹಾಳೆಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಹರಿವ ನದಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ನಾನು ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಜುಲಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಾಟರ್ಸ್ ಐ ಸಿಂಕ್ ಟು ದ ಬಾಟಮ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ ದಟ್ ಫ್ಲೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಎಂಪ್ಟಿ ಪೇಜ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ ಸಿಂಕ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಪೇಜ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ ಸಿಂಕ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಪೇಜ್ ದ ಸಾಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಸ್ವಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಪೇಜ್ ದ ಪೇಜ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಎಂಪ್ಟಿ ಆಸ್ ಇಫ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಡ್ white smooth plain cool clear like marble monument built in the memory of the river I'm in the river why are words like this ಶಬ್ದಗಳು ಯಾತಕ್ಕೆ ಹೀಗೆ ಕಪ್ಪು ತುಂತುರು ಹನಿ ಬಿಳಿಯ ಅವಕಾಶಕ್ಕೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟ ರೂಪ ಶಬ್ದಗಳು ಯಾತಕ್ಕೆ ಹೀಗೆ ಕೇಳುವುದಿಲ್ಲ ಕಾಣುತ್ತವೆ ಶಬ್ದಗಳು ಕಾಣದವು ಕೇಳುತ್ತವೆ ವೈ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೈ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಡ್ರಿಸ್ಲಿ ಡ್ರಾಪ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ a form of white space why are words like this visible but mute the invisible heard I am exactly like my mother nanu nannammana hage peechu deha elubu kaanuva kai kanna kelage haradida kappu olage hore hore dukkha hotta yade bhara horalarada chinte manassige melondu mugulnage ನಾನು ನನ್ನಮ್ಮನ ಹಾಗೆ ತೇಟು, ನಾನು ನನ್ನಮ್ಮನ ಹಾಗೆ ನನ್ನ ಕಣ್ಣೊಳಗೆ ಅವಳ ಕಣ್ಣೀರು. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಮೈ ಮದರ್, ಥಿನ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ಬೋನಿ ಫಿಂಗರ್ಸ್, ಡಾರ್ಕ್ ಸರ್ಕಲ್ಸ್ ಬಿಲೋ ದ ಐಸ್, ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ಅ ಹೆವಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಲೋಡೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಕೇರ್ಸ್, ಅ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಿಸೆಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಕ್ವೈಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿ, ಅಂಡ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಸರ್ಫೇಸ್ ಅ ಸ್ಮೂತ್ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್. I am like my mother, exactly. Her tears flow in my eyes.
Thank you, Mumta. When I visited Mumta in southern India, Karnataka, in between shows in Bangalore and Hyderabad, I took a few days to explore the ancient Hindu temples in the huge boulder-strewn landscape of Hampi. I would highly recommend it. And I stayed in this guest house in the bazaar, and I hired a bicycle and spent 3 days cycling around these old stone temples, all manner of designs. Many of them quite ruinous, but today occupied by practicing swamis. And, of course, central to Hinduism is the idea of reincarnation. And people tend to dismiss the idea of reincarnation and then listen with reverence to astrophysicists who tell us that it's very likely that there are parallel worlds and multiple universes. This is a poem of parallel worlds. Weird. Is this deja vu? Or have I been here before? Said the office clerk on his way to work. Is this that experience where one side of the brain is slow tomato ketchup, pounded by a boy onto the chips and peas of realization? Or have I been here before? Said the drunk in the calf to the lavatory door. The helical staircase is made of glass, and beneath our feet we see our passing selves. Do you come here often? She sighed, and her voice hung like a jet plane scoring a line on the dome of the sky. If it cracks, we're free, said I. And it made me think of the lost balloon. It made me dream of the face of the moon we never see. And she said, what do you mean, if it cracks? We're free. The helical staircase is made of stars, DNA and water that twists and turns round and down the drain, wanting out but returning as rain, as souls return again and again. The clown, the judge, the terminally ill, daddy inside the eyes of the girl, the bank clerk thumbing endless notes, the turtles keeping you afloat. Is this deja vu? Is this deja vu? Is this that experience where one side of the brain is slow tomato ketchup, pounded by a boy onto the chip? Or have I been here before? I suppose one of the first things to strike you on arriving in India is the apparent chaos of the streets, isn't it? Of the roads. you know, buses, trucks, tuk-tuks, overtake, undertake, drive on the left, drive on the right. And yet all the time I was there, I never saw an accident. I saw a goat riding a motorbike, but very carefully. I saw ladies in saris riding pillion, side saddle, a family of four on one motorbike, two policemen holding hands. And not only do the streets look so different to our very regulated streets here, you know, they sound different as well, don't they? This was the big impression. I could hear it at night when I shut my eyes. It all began again, the sounds, because everyone's pipping the horns, aren't they? You know, me, me, ba, ba. I think even the goats are pipping the horns. Ba, 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 ba. And how the horn is used in India is very different to how the car horn is used in England. Because there, I think generally it's used just to let you know I'm here. You know, I'm just letting you know I'm here. Meet me. I'm just coming around the back of you. Ba ba. I'm just coming over the top of you. You know. Whereas here it's you beep. How dare you beep? Go faster than me. I'm going to finish off my solo pieces now before Mumta joins me with a poem for English drivers. And this is a poem that was inspired by the women I see driving people carriers without any people in them. I want to drive a Sherman tank down to the shops and maybe the bank. To buy some bread and a can of beans, I'd park on top of Mrs. Muldeen's people carrier. A Ford Galaxy in sexy purple, mounted by my lusty turtle. I want to drive a Sherman tank at 6 o'clock when the roads are jammed with my head through the turret and the radio on. I'd be crushing the cars one by one because you might have got a brand new Porsche or something bigger like a 4x4, but the roads are full, roads are blocked. Sherman tank can drive on top. I want to drive a Sherman tank with a super gun fully cranked and the girls gazing up in awe. Never again would I be ignored, no. Sat astride that giant tool, whistling the tune to Battle of the Bulge. The girls would implode in fits of goo as I gave them a wink and rumbled through. I want to drive a Sherman tank to demonstrate my decadence. Out along the boulevard, I'd make boy racers think their cars silly by comparison. And if anyone dared to overtake, I'd turn the super gun and wait until they were 6 miles up the road, laughing at their turtle jokes before the punchline made them howl in a burning wreck disemboweled. Yes, I want to drive a Sherman tank because knives and clubs make me pant and shake and sweat with fear. And stabbing someone face to face is hateful horror, bullet agate primitive compared to the executive action of a 77mm missile. Road rage, eh? It'd be so much easier in a Sherman tank. And eventually, when the public twig, and Sherman tanks are really big. And every trip to the shop and back rattles and clanks on caterpillar tracks. I'll leave them to their earthbound mess. Take to the air in a Harrier jet. And enjoying the space of our heavenly dome. Feel like the first car on the road. Car on the road. Car on the road. Car on the road. Etc. Thank you.
Now we are going to present the title poem of this book. from this book. Yeah.
I need the book.
The book hides, yes, and he seeks.
you must, if you've enjoyed Mumtus Poems, as I'm sure you have, you must track this book down. Have we got any on the table at the back there? Hide and seek. Right, okay. So, yeah, this is the title piece, Hide and Seek, isn't it? That's what we're warming up to. Folks, this is the last show of a UK tour. We did this little tour in southern India, and then we've done this tour here. We've done 7 dates here in the UK in all sorts of places, in front of all sorts of people, and we've had a great time, really, haven't we,
Yeah,
Marta? I've thoroughly enjoyed
it. It's been beautiful.
We've had a lot of fun, I feel.
Yeah.
And before we sort of sing our way to the end, I'd like to thank Arts Council England for making this collaboration possible, and also Renaissance One and Melanie Abrahams.
Yeah.
Could we hear it for their support, please? Thank you. Yes.
Actually, in Kannada, it is titled as, see, if hide and seek is a game, and we call it as Kannu Muchale, to close the eyes. But the title is, I'm playing with the sound and the word, where I bring in the image of a leaf, you know, hide, and it's difficult to translate. But when we translated it into English, we just retained it as hide and seek. Kannu Muchale Yata. Literally translating, it becomes the game of the leaf. Ondu yele hage mellage maradinda jarutta telutta chikutta ghali patavagutta ghaliya maidadavi jarutta neera melina doniyaitu banna bannada meena jote ale mele holeva haladi hasirina chamaku ಸರ 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 ಕಣ್ಣು ತಪ್ಪಿಸಿ ನೀರ ಜತೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಮರೆಯಾಯಿತು. ನೀರಿಗೂ ಗೊತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ, ಗಾಳಿಗೂ ಗೊತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ, ಮರಕ್ಕೂ ಗೊತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ, ಮೀನಿಗೂ ಗೊತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ, ನೀರಿಗೂ ಗಾಳಿಗೂ ಮರಕ್ಕೂ ಮೀನಿಗೂ ಯಾರಿಗೂ ಗೊತ್ತಿಲ್ಲ ಈ ಕಣ್ಣು ಮುಚ್ಚಲೆಯಾಟ.
A leaf from the tree.
Gliding.
Sliding.
Swinging.
A kite caressing the wind.
A boat on the river.
With colorful fish, yellow and green, flash on the shining water.
Most quickly disappearing with the flow.
Water doesn't know.
Air doesn't know.
Tree doesn't know.
Fish doesn't know.
Water, air, tree, fish.
No. None of them know this game of hide and
seek.
Us.
Just remind me what page number.
113.
It is hiding. There are all sorts of gems hiding in this, in between these pages. I tell you, here's another. Us. Us, within our day-to-day chores, like on any other day.
One facing the other, we are just there.
Then?
It was like this. Now?
Not any different.
If then?
Has just become now.
Between the two.
How come?
A world has changed.
River.
Nadiyolage, Akasha, Moda, Thannagina, Surya, Nanna Bogase Yellondu Nadi. Melerasidare Hani Haniyagi Chelludu Mai Mele Nadi, Akasha, Moda, Surya. ಬೊಗಸೆ ನೀರು ಕುಡಿದರೆ ಬೊಗಸೆ ನೀರು ಕುಡಿದರೆ ಕುಡಿದಂತೆ ನದಿ ಆಕಾಶ ಮೋಡ ಸೂರ್ಯರನ್ನ ಅಡಕ ಯಾರು ಯಾರೊಳಗೆ.
Inside the river are the sky, the cloud, the cold sun, cupped in my hands, the river. If I throw up my hands, the river spills in drops, scattering sky, cloud, and sun all over me. If I drink the river from my hands, then within me are the sun, the cloud, the sky. Tell me then, who is in whom?
ನದಿಯೊಳಗೆ ಆಕಾಶ ಮೋಡ ತಣ್ಣಗಿನ ಸೂರ್ಯ ನನ್ನ ಬೊಗಸೆಯಲ್ಲೊಂದು ನದಿ ಒಂದು ನದಿ ಮೇಲೆರಚಿದರೆ ಎರಚಿದರೆ ಹನಿ ಹನಿ ಹನಿಯ ಹನಿ ಹನಿಯಾಗಿ ಚೆಲ್ಲುವುದು ಮೈ ಮೇಲೆ ನದಿ ಆಕಾಶ ಮೋಡ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಬೊಗಸೆ ನೀರು ಕುಡಿದರೆ ಬೊಗಸೆ ನೀರು ಕುಡಿದರೆ ಕುಡಿದರೆ ನೀರು ನೀರು ನದಿ ಕುಡಿದರೆ ಬೊಗಸೆ ನೀರು ಕುಡಿದರೆ ಕುಡಿದಂತೆ ನದಿ ಆಕಾಶ ಮೋಡ ಸೂರ್ಯರನ್ನ ಅಡಕ ಯಾರು ಯಾರೊಳಗೆ ಯಾರು ಯಾರೊಳಗೆ ಯಾರು ಅಡಕ. ನಮಸ್ಕಾರ. ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು. Thanks a lot. It's been wonderful traveling.
Thank you, Ledbury Poetry Festival.
Thank you. It's very